Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now this month we have several very needful and practical messages to share with you. They will cover topics dealing with whether we should be doing or being, what is our life, and the topic of time. In many ways, each of these are very closely related, and I think you'll really get a blessing from each one of them. But for today, we'll be in Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, as Pastor Reynolds asks the question, to be or to do? So without further ado, here is Pastor Reynolds.
To be or not to be? That is really the question. This is the opening phrase in the nunnery scene of William Shakespeare's play, Hamlet. In this play, the writer is wondering whether it is best to continue living or just simply to die and to go into eternity. Which is the best, to be or not to be? You know, to God, which is the most important, to do something or to be something? I think that is the main question. You know, I believe that God wants things done. I think we all know that. After all, if he didn't, he wouldn't have anything left to do, so he would end the world, right? God has many things that need to be done, and he wants us to do them. But is it more important to God that we do something or that we be something? Psalm 46 and verse number 10 tells us to be still and to know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heaven. I will be exalted in the earth. Before we do anything and do it God's way, we must stop all activity. We must be still. We must be quiet. We must stop the busyness of this world so we can understand who God is, who we are, and why God wants us to do certain things, certain ways. God is very interested in getting things done, but God is more interested in us being something. Psalms 103 and verse number 7 states, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. If we really want the blessings Moses received from God, we must do like Moses did. We must not be content with knowing what God is doing, but we must find out why he is doing what he is doing. This takes some time alone with God. Just you and God. Just me and God. Men may say, we're not doing anything. We're just sitting. But God and you know better. Please understand the difference between knowing the ways of God and knowing just the acts of God. Moses knew the ways of God, while the nation of Israel knew only the acts of God. Moses understood why God did what he did, while Israel only understood what God did. God wants all of his children to understand why he does what he does, not just understand what he is doing. Notice the very simple principle of being before doing. What we are becomes what we do. If our hearts, minds, and motives and desires are right with God, the work we do will be right. But if our hearts, minds, and motives and desires are not right with God, then the work we do will be wrong. Which really came first? Noah being called of God to build the ark, or Noah believing God? The answer is very simple. Noah believed God first. Then God commanded him to build the ark to the saving of his household. You see, God wants us to believe him first. And then we will be obedient to do what he says for us to do. Noah believed God, regardless of what he asks. Therefore, he will obey God in whatever he wants him to do. David was a man after God's own heart. Therefore, God chose him to be king of Israel. David was a man after God's own heart first, and then God chose him to be king over Israel. This is the point that we want you to understand, that we need to understand that we need to be before we do. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. You see, what we need to be interested in is what we are rather than what we do. In the book of Luke, chapter number 10, verse 38 through verse 42, we find this. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I would imagine that when Martha came to Christ, she expected him to say to Mary, I want you to get up and get busy, and there's a lot of work to be done, and get it done. But instead, Jesus Christ reprimanded Martha. Isn't it amazing how that we have in our minds sometimes that we need to be real busy doing things, taking care of matters of this earth. But we ought to be more busy taking care of the things of the Lord. We ought to be busy just sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ, watching him, listening to him, paying attention to him, instead of just doing a lot of things. Notice also, in the book of Luke, chapter number 12, and verse 27 through 31, Jesus Christ states this, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek ye not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, for all these things shall be added unto you. Here Jesus Christ compares men and all their struggles for daily food, for daily provision, for clothing, for all those things that we consider so very necessary. Jesus Christ himself said that it's not necessary. Jesus Christ said the necessary thing is to do what I want you to do. And I will gladly add all these things to you. Do you understand what Jesus is saying here? Look again in the book of John, chapter number 6, verse 27 through verse 29. Jesus Christ said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And this is what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. It is not just laboring for things. It is not what the world calls success that makes it a success. It is what God says to do. Remember that Mary, She was sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. She was listening to Jesus as he expounded the Word of God to her. She was growing in grace. But Martha, she was off in the kitchen. She was off very busy, making sure that all these things were done. But remember that Jesus Christ got on to Martha. And he said, Martha, I know you're careful. I know you're troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. This is the thing we need to remember, that things in this world are going to pass away. Things in this world, although we might prepare it very carefully, are going to pass away. They're not going to be here anymore. The only thing that's going to be left are those things that we have done for God. Makes it very clear, very simple indeed. If this principle of being before doing does not govern our lives, then we will fail to fully accomplish the work that God has given for us. This is why so many well-known ministers are succumbing to terribly wicked public sins. Could it be that these men are trying to build a work before they allow God to build them? While immorality in the ministry is high, it's also very high among church members. Why? Is it because in this rush world, there is so much more emphasis upon doing something than there is upon being something? Is there too much emphasis on production and not enough emphasis on the product? The solution is very, very simple, however. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. That's Psalms 46 and verse number 10. That's the scripture that we started out with this morning. Be still and know that I am God. The most important thing in the world is just to be still and to know that God is God. And to know that God will be exalted among the heathen, and he will be exalted in the earth. This is very, very easy, just to be still and to know that God is God.
Well, I'd like to once again thank Pastor Reynolds for asking such a great question, but more importantly, for walking us through the scriptures, which is where, of course, we need to always look for the answer to these kinds of questions. So we're supposed to be doing, but not before we've taken the time to stop and listen for direction from God. Have we sought his will? Have we prayed about it? He has something for us to do, but we need to be still first, learn as much about him, what he wants us to be, and how he has laid it out to be done. And as Pastor Reynolds mentioned in the beginning, God is very interested in getting things done, but God is more interested in us being something. And we hope that this has been a thought-provoking question for you this morning. And next week, we'll be talking about James chapter 4, verse 14, where it states, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." And as we learned today, we want to make sure that what we do is the Lord's will. And next week, we'll talk about how little time we have. So we want to make sure we're getting our direction from the right place. Well, between now and next week, we would encourage you to look onto our website at independencebaptist.org. Check out all the different articles, books, and audio messages that are available. We also have full-length sermons available on sermonaudio.com/IBC. So for those of you that are able, we'd also love for you to stop by and join us for services. We're meeting at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And our services will be starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services. We'll have a 3:45 prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. Then during the middle of the week, we also have a Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. I do want to mention one more time, it's because there's contact information on there as well as directions. Be sure and check out our website, which again was www.independencebaptist.org. Well, we do want to thank you for listening today and remind you to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for a message from God's Holy Word.